bringing you the best in New South Wales racing. This is Sky Sports Radio.
Time to look at Canterbury. We've got seven races to look at. The track is a soft six with a Peno of 5.65, but it's going to be 26, 27 degrees, so there's going to be some improvement there. Paul Joyce, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. Yes, as you mentioned, I'd expect the track to improve throughout the afternoon, especially with a late start at 1.45. And look, it's a good little meeting, probably smallish fields in general, but there's a couple there at a bit of odds, Andrew, so hopefully we can find something there for the punters.
Righto, Ray and Ray Thomas. Well, if we ever wanted the trumpet play, it's for Ray Thomas right here and now after tipping the last winner on Monday at 20-1. Well done to you, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Paul. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, that was a good result to end the day on Monday, but we've got to try and back it up this afternoon, Andrew. I think we can, as Paul said, smallish fields, but there's a couple of horses there I think will go very, very hard to beat this afternoon.
And Glenn Munsey completes our Wednesday preview with the markets from tab.com.au. Morning, Muns.
Morning, Andrew. Gave me a bit of a shock then before, Andrew. Well, I was listening there, and, you know, Mark Hunter came on and I looked across. I thought it's at 9.35, you know, which is normal. Well, and it was 9.25, so I just went back to bed.
No, we had some issues getting on to Rob Heathcote, but thankfully we did. Every time we rang him, he was answering, and then it was disconnecting. But we got there. And what we're going to do now, Glenn...
Yes, Andrew.
...is give us the market for the first.
Yeah, just a comparison. Last week, penetrometer was 5.76. Today's penetrometer is 5.65. So slightly better, although last week was a 7, I think we started on there. So well, let's have a look at the meeting today. The Highland Race colours the first. The Maiden here over 15.50. And Unsinkable Sam is a $4.80 chance. Austin at $2.80 and is favourite. Almost Crystal at $3.60. Kamari at $3.20. Mysticism is a scratching, no deduction. Pretty Smart at 51. And Trajectory with the winkers on today is a $35 chance. Basically no interest in the race at the moment. Slightly more money on Unsinkable Sam than Kamari, but Ray would have won more than that on Monday.
Yeah, well, tricky one to map here. Small field and no obvious leaders. I've got the two roughies probably going forward. Pretty Smart and Trajectory, Ray, but it does depend on how they jump. Trajectory missed it last start and settled back. But I've got those two going forward, and they are the two roughest runners in the race.
Yeah, not surprised that Glenn has mentioned very little betting activity on this race. Hard to get a line on them, isn't it, Paul? But in saying that, I've come back to number two, Austin, for a couple of reasons. He was hitting the line quite well late in a 1,300-metre maiden at the Beaumont track first up from a let-up, and they sprinted home that day in under 34 the last six, and Austin was well back, was left flat-footed coming into the straight, but he did work to the line nicely. Now, the format of that race is quite strong. Texas Rebel ran fourth in that maiden. He came out and won on Monday, and High Wind, a horse that you liked on Monday, Paul, was a good third in an 1,800-metre race. So the format of that maiden's pretty good, and Austin's best career run, he's been unplaced in all four starts, but his best effort came at the Canterbury 1550, second up back in February. He ran fourth, beaten less than a length behind Hembrook. In a race with not a lot of depth, I think he's a horse who can make that improvement and prove hard to beat. 280, though, is rock-bottom odds. Number three, Almost Crystal, consistent filly. Nice third at Wyong last start. Kamari ran her down late to claim second. But back of the 15.50, I think the way this race will be run will suit Almost Crystal. She'll prove hard to beat. Number four, Kamari, is on the improve, but just coming back a fraction in trip concerns me a little here, Paul. And number one, Unsinkable Sam, unplaced in all three starts, but he's a horse getting out to 15.50 that will appreciate the trip today. And he comes out of a Hawkesbury maiden that was quite strong, where they sprinted home in fast sections the last six as well, so his run was better than it looked. But hard to get enthused about the first, Paul. I've gone 2, 3, 4, and 1.
Yeah, I'm with you here, Ray. I went 4, 2, 1, and 3, but yeah, a bit of a tricky one to start. Kamari for me on top. Main reason there, I thought she attacked the line really well at Wyong last start, and obviously James Cummings to the stables flying, especially the fillies and mares. So I think this is a race she can definitely win. Number two, Austin, I take her on board there, what you said about the format of that Newcastle-Beaumont race first up, but it is looking like a really strong form reference, so we'll put that one down as a definite danger. Number one, Unsinkable Sam, look, he needs to do something today. I haven't really been taken by his three starts today. He's been trialled okay coming into the prep, so today's his last chance for me. And I think number three, Almost Crystal, she's probably had her chance at the last few starts and just can't seem to break through, so I don't think a city maiden will make it any easier for her. So I've gone 4, 2, 1 and 3 in the opener.
And Darren Flindell, he likes the four as well to be 2, 3, and 1. 4, 2, 3, and 1. The boys boxing similar numbers. Hey, by the way, last Wednesday, Ray had to dash off because the fire alarm came on. What happened, Ray?
It was a drill, but they never tell you those things, Andrew. They just say, get out of the building quick, smart. So I apologise, but hopefully it won't happen again today.
It's better than getting one of those letters, Ray. Get out of the building, but don't come back again.
Yeah, exactly. Let's be good line, Glenn. Good line. You're on fire. And give us the, while you're on fire.
So was Ray last week and on Monday.
He was.
I tell you what, boys, Kamari, trained by James Cummings. James will be one of our multitude of guests between 10 and 11 this morning.
Okay, looking forward to all of those key interviews. What about race two here, the Ranvet Plate?
Yeah, and Jericho here won't be going round. No battle for him. Scratching, no deduction. Redoable is a $6 chance. Reverence is 100-1. Sizzling Bullet came out this morning, 6 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Best of Pluck to his owners there, Ray Hadley and John Singleton. Got the blinkers on today. Clary's put the shades on Best of Pluck, and it's a 20-1 chance. Fleeting Strike at $26. Happy Feet at $51. Raymond at $6.50. Serena's Pride at $3.40. Cezanne is the favourite here at $2.20. And Skylight Glow, a first starter for James Cummings. We'll hear about it later as well, at $15. Easily the best supported runner here is Cezanne for Chris Waller, to be ridden by Jason Collett. Did go up $3.20 in a full field. Sizzling Bullet at that stage was a 10-1 chance, but still a good firmer. Was into 270 last night, opened 250 this morning, now 220.
Yeah, should be suited by Genuine Pace here too, Glenn. I've got Serena's Pride wanting the front, but we'll have to do a bit of work. Other horses there, Redouble, Happy Feet, Best of Pluck, and even Skylight Glow showing a bit of pace at the trials race. So I'd expect the pressure to be on here in the...
Yeah, number 10, Suzanne's hard to tip against the poor, isn't it? She's rock bottom odds now. Glenn's got her at 220. She's firming all the time, but she's been narrowly beaten in both her starts so far. Good seconds on each occasion at Kembla and last start at Warwick Farm. Look, she was just run down the line by a promising horse in Radcliffe. She wasn't stopping, was she, Paul? Because she maintained a good advantage to the third horse right to the line. It took a pretty smart horse in Radcliffe to reel her in. Drawn nicely in gate three, as Paul suggested, a good tempo. She'll get the lovely run, prove very hard to beat here. Number two, Redouble, Paul. I thought he trialled sensationally at Hawkesbury last week. A beautiful Redoute's Choice colt. I just wonder whether he'd be better suited on a big track. He's a big, strong, hulking colt, but he might be the best horse to come out of this race. It wouldn't surprise me if he came out and won. He's very promising. Number nine, Serena's Pride, showed promise in her debut preparation, including a first-up second at Warwick Farm when she had the race won, but just ran about late and quick feet came back on the inside to edge her out. She's trialled nicely coming into this, as has number 11, Skylight Glow, the first starter. But 10, Suzanne, looks the one to beat, Paul. 10, 2, 9 and 11.
Yeah, similar numbers here, Ray. 10, 9, 2 and 6. On with Suzanne is probably the best bet of the day. I really like the form line she's coming through. She bumped into Divine Prophet at Kembla on debut. Divine Prophet has since been Group 1 placed. And then she obviously got nosed out by Radcliffe, who we haven't seen since. But I can guarantee you it's a very exciting galloper from the O'Shea stable. So that form should hold up. She maps to get the gun run. It's hard to see her getting beaten. But as you said, 220. Yeah, we've lost the value there, but there was a bit there earlier. 9, Serena's Pride, she's the obvious danger. I thought she trialled super at Randwick coming into this, and she'll make all the luck herself up on the speed. So that's the main difference with her and the favourite here. Number 2, Redouble, keen to see him under race conditions, Ray. I did like that trial at Hawkesbury last start, and he's obviously a good type. I'm keen to see him in the yard today. And my best rougher here was the 6, Fleeting Strike. I think she's big overs at $26. Really hit the line strongly at Gosford over 1,000 last start, and 2 strides after the post. Is about a length in front, so make sure you throw her into your trifectas or first fours. 10, 9, 2 and 6.
10's also the fancy there for Darren Flindell to beat 9, 2 and 8. 10, 9, 2 and 8 in race 2. Race 3, the Tab Rewards Plate. And what are we giving away in the Tab Rewards? About a million points, Glenn.
I think it's a couple of million, Andrew.
Yeah, I was hesitating at a mil. I'll go with 2.
Not your wages, but very similar. Well, Bonvi Court won't be there taking part today. He's out. 3 cents a win and nothing the place. Fat Chap, he's coming back a little bit leaner this time because he's been gelded at $9. No Escape is at $31. Prince Memnon has the blinkers on today, an $81 chance. Not a Cherry at $3.30. Overgrown at $7. Rakitno is a $5 chance. Refuge Bay at $10. And Soundworks, the favourite here, as a $2.80 chance. Similar type move than the previous race here for Soundworks. Went up 460 with Bonvi Court in the race as a 10-1 chance. Was into 360 last night. 320 this morning first ring is now at $2.80, and a long, long way away is the field.
Yeah, look, an even tempo here. Fat Chap, the obvious leader with the blinkers on. Not a Cherry will come across, and we've got Overgrown and Rakitno probably handy. Soundworks off that gun draw race. She should just tuck in behind the speed. She had to go back to last when she resumed off the outside gate, so I don't think she'll be as far back this time.
Yeah, I know you liked her that day at Canterbury, Paul, and she had no luck, did she? She got into an awkward spot back inside runners and never got a clear crack at them in the straight. She ran sixth, only beaten 1.9 lengths and was closing fast, late Soundworks. Look, she's firming all the time, as Glenn suggests, into 280 now, but I think she'll be really hard to beat here. Just needs some even luck in running. I think she can finish over the top of them. Number five, Not a Cherry. Look, four starts, just prep, four minor placings at the provincials. But if you go through her runs, Paul, she's finished second three times and third once in races that have come home in sub-34 the last six every time. So the format of those races is very good. I think she's the danger. Both these fillies side by not a single doubt. He'll get the Quinoa here, right? I think. Number seven, Rakitno's Wonder Watch, resuming here from the Chris Waller stable, had a nice trial at Warwick Farm and was placed in two of its four starts in the city last preparation. Could be a not a single doubt trifecta. And of the rest, I thought number six, Overgrown. Nice run first up at Newcastle, can improve. Pretty keen on number nine, Soundworks here, Paul. My bet of the day. 9, 5, 7, and 6.
Same numbers, Ray, for me, just a slightly different order, 9, 7, 6, and 5. I'm with you with Soundworks on top, though. I'll back up on her. Obviously, first up there, look, oh, I think she was a good thing beaten. I'm just about positive she would have won if she'd got that split at the top of the straight, but it didn't happen, and she was ending up climbing over heels late. But we can atone here. The money suggests she'll win, and as I said, I think off that better barrier today, she'll just be able to settle that bit closer to them, and hopefully she won't rely on as much luck as she was needing first up. Number seven, Rakitno, I've got as the danger. I liked her trial at Warwick Farm coming into this. And last prep, a couple of decent little form races there. A good third behind Chandana and Crystal Flute. That's one that does stand out. So keep an eye on her. Number six, Overgrown, hasn't done much wrong. She's had four starts for three placings and resumed with a very good run-up at Newcastle. And the five, Not a Cherry, I did have something on her last start at Hawkesbury. And I thought she was entitled to win that when she basically stacked them up in front and kicked clear turning for home. I know they did zip home very fast times, but things came from behind her and went past her, which was a bit of a concern for me. So I've gone 9, 7, 6, and 5.
Darren Flindell's gone Rakitno, number 7, to beat 9, 5, and 6 in the third, 7, 9, 5, and 6.
If you're on Soundworks the other day, bumped on jumping, over-raced in the early stages, and making the first turn had to be steadied when awkwardly placed on the heels of Echo Queen. Christian Reith advised that the filly pulled hard, and whilst a run had developed after straightening between Sanea and Echo Queen, he was checked when disappointed for that run when Sanea shifted out slightly. Soundworks was then held up for a short distance thereafter. And your tickets were on the ground, and so was your expectations.
Okay, but explanations of that previous run when it was first up sixth. In a moment, we'll look at race four.
Forex Gold Hawkesbury standalone Saturday is going to be huge. With three group races and over $1 million in prize money. Be trackside when Hawkesbury Race Club hosts Sydney's only race meeting this Saturday.
Party hard to one-hit wonders.
There's 1,000 free skin fitness gift bags,
best-dressed couples comp,
and your chance to share in the $10,000 cash grab money booth.
Awesome!
Major races, major prizes, major fun at Hawkesbury standalone Saturday this Saturday.
With Trackside, there's a game every 4 minutes.
$4 favourites.
All the major bet types.
Big dividends on offer.
Combines the excitement of thoroughbred harness and greyhound racing.
Play Trackside now.
And gamble responsibly.
At Bingley, purchase a selected Paloma gas heater and get up to a $150 Bingley card on the spot to spend store-wide. Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for full details. Offer ends April 30.
It's been an autumn carnival full of highlights, and this Saturday, it's Hawkesbury's time to shine.
Lord De Geer is finishing hard, and Lord De Geer, the favourite, will win.
All this week, Sky Sports Radio will present the latest on Hawkesbury's standalone Saturday, with more than $1 million in prize money on offer.
Then, race morning, Ron Duffacy and Mike Fraser will bring you all the Hawkesbury winners.
This Saturday from 7, on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio. Bringing you the best in New South Wales racing. This is Sky Sports Radio.
Coming up on Tab Talk after 10, lots of interviews that Glenn Munsey and Sean Cosgrove have put together, but also we're counting down to the Wanderers in the big A-League Grand Final, and we'll be talking with Luke Duffacy from National 9 News.
Done another one in working for the station, isn't
is he? Is he a relative of Ronnie?
He'll be putting his hand up if he wants something. His hand out, I should say.
He'll be getting a percentage, Ron, most likely. But Luke Duffacy from National 9 News talking Wanderers and all the trainer interviews and jockey interviews coming up on Tab Talk.
And good luck to all those Wanderers fans doing their best to get to Adelaide. They're beginning no assistance from any of the airlines or anything like that. But good luck. Could you put a few up, Andrew, if a couple want to fly down to Avalon or something and then drive across?
Don't know about that. I would, but the wife would probably hesitate. Let's move on to race 4. This is no hesitation here. The Schweppes Handicap.
Top's already come off one this morning, Andrew. Zara Itza here in the Schweppes Handicap here. The 3-year-old filly's benchmark 67 is a $5.50 chance. Viaductress, trained by Mick Costa. He's one of our guests at $5. Wang Wan is a $6 chance. Fulfilled Promise at $16. Meteor Amiss at $21. Positive Charge, Bryce Hayes, the trainer there, he'll be joining us later at $3.80. Deluxe at $18. Flash of Innocence at $6. Striker Rose, good luck Caroline and the team there, at $26. Pure Choice is a $10 chance. Not much between Zaritza and Flash of Innocence here. Zaritza is actually a drifter, 5 out to 550, most popular runner dollar-wise. Flash of Innocence is a firmer, 7 into 6. A little bit of money for Deluxe here as well, but he's a drifter. 16, got to 21, they took that back into 18.
Look, I expect a Positive Charge to take up the running here. I think James McDonald is often at his best when he's a bit aggressive, and I just haven't found anything else that may want the front, so she might just bounce and find herself in front of Pure Choice. Other horses that could go forward, Viaductress and Fulfilled Promise. Maybe Deluxe Handy as well, Ray. But on paper, most of these tend to want to drift back. So maybe taking the race by the scruff of the neck might be the way to go.
Yeah, I think Wang Wah might go forward, Paul. She did it a second start at Warwick Farm and travelled second to the turn. I remember that day she was under pressure well before the home turn. I thought, she'll just drop out here. But she really lifted and responded to the challenge and got up to win that day and won quite comfortably. And that was her first run off a six-week break. She won at Gosford at a debut prior to that. So we know she races well fresh. Resuming today, she did her final run that campaign at Warwick Farm. But first up today, she's had two nice trials going into this, the most recent trial at Gosford when she was absolutely bolting in between runners. I think she's a nice filly, Wang Wah, and with Sam Clinton's claim, I don't think she's all that badly in at the weights. I've got her on top, but it's a competitive race. Number one, Zaritza, one win and 2 seconds from four starts last prep, and arguably should have won at least two other races. A filly who gets back, but she does have a powerful finishing burst. Probably wants further, Paul, doesn't she? But no trials going into this, so she's nice and fresh. Number two, Viaductress, no knock on her. She was really good at Warwick Farm last start. A little awkwardly drawn here, but a filly in form and very fit. And watch for number eight, Flash of Innocence. Only had the one run. She won at Gosford back on New Year's Eve. It was a fast finishing effort that day. She's a lovely Lonro filly, and her recent trial at Randwick caught my eye. She's one to watch as well. Competitive race, Paul. I've gone 3-1, 2 and 8.
Yeah, I'm with the 8 here, Flash of Innocence. 8, 6, 3 and 2. I've got her clearly on top. She's $6, which I think is a good price. You can play her each way if you'd like. I just thought, Ray, that trial at Randwick, as you mentioned there, they don't trial that well and then not come out and race well. And she was just under a stranglehold the whole way, and she could have won the trial easily. Now, she'll probably need a touch of luck off that middle draw. She'll probably settle off them and sort of try and finish on late. But as I said, $6, you can play it safe and bet each way. Number six, The Danger, Positive Charge. I'm just a bit concerned that she may just bounce from that good gate, find the front, and the others never really get involved. So put her in as the danger. Number 3, Wangwa. Respect everything you said there, Ray. I've got her in as my third pick. And number 2, Viaductus. I thought that was a really strong win at Warwick Farm last start. So she comes in race fit, in form, and that's a big advantage in a race like this. I was loath to leave out the ones that are richer, but there's only 4 spots here. So I've gone 8, 6, 3 and 2.
8, 3, 6 and 2. For Darren Flindell, it's 8 as well to beat 1, 2 and 4. 8, 1, 2 and 4. Race 5, this is over the 1,200. Glenn?
Yeah, and a tab, it is more than just winning here. This benchmark 72 for the 3-year-olds and upwards. And Invitations, the toppy here for Chris Lees and Sam Clinton, a $9 chance. Top Me Up at $4.80. Hand From Above is the $3.80 favourite. He's a Given. We'll be having a barrier blanket added today at $10. Pick Me Up won't be going rounds. 5 cents a winner, nothing to place the deduction there. This is the name of a horse, Andrew. I Am Magnificent at $5. Magna Joy at $5.50. Passion Flower at $8. I Will Do It at $14. And Radical Impact there for Nick Mitchell is a $26 chance. This is not dollar-wise, but they're chipping away at quite a number of runners here. Passion Flower ready today, $9.50 into $8. Money this morning for I Will Do It went up as much as $26, now $14. Some money this morning for Hand From Above as well, $4.20 into $3.80. And, well, fourth pick would be Magna Joy. So not a bad betting race, albeit only 9 runners.
Yeah, it looks a competitive one to Matt too, Glenn, but I Will Do It, the likely leader, but we'll have to do a bit of work to get across. Passion Flower, I Magnificent right there, and Hand From Above does Matt really well off that, right?
Yeah, and Top Me Up also should settle forward, probably outside Hand From Above, I think, Paul, and I'm pretty keen on Top Me Up. This is a horse from the Team Hawks stable. They're switching it from Melbourne to Sydney today. How often do we see the Hawks team do that and come up trumps? And this is an underrated three-year-old. The Hawks, they must have an opinion of Top Me Up. They've run him in stakes races in spring and autumn. He's been competitive in some really good races, and he finds himself in a very winnable race today. Nice draw. Andrew Adkins, 3 kilo claim, gets in very well at the weights. Super keen on number 2, Top Me Up this afternoon. 3 Hand From Above. Won 2 of 3 at his debut preparation, resumed at Gosford. Odds on favourite was beaten, but took on older horses that day and found a good tough customer in Iron George to hold him out. But he'll improve off that. Back to his own age, and as Paul said, from gate one, we'll get the perfect run. Number 8, Passion Flowers, trialled nicely coming into this one. A Hawksby trial betting, a very good type in Gods in Him recently. This horse does race well fresh. Watch for this mare. As Paul suggested, it'll be up on speed. She's got good tactical pace and will give you a great sight. And number 1, Invitations, comes off that strong win at the Beaumont track last start. Very fit in form. 2, Top Me Up, pretty keen here, Paul. 2, 3, 8, and 1 in the fifth.
Yeah, I've gone 6, 2, 3 and 7. I was tossing up between the 6 or the 2. I've ended up with number 6, Iron Magnificent, on top. Now, this horse won a race at Wyong last start. It was only his second time at the races. He was nosed out on debut. But he beat Via Napoli, and Via Napoli came out and I thought won really impressively on Monday at Randwick. So it could just be a bit of a form line developing there, and I like the fact that he'll put himself in the race, this horse. So I'll go with him on top, just ahead of number 2, Top Me Up. I found it difficult to line him up because that Victorian form on paper, it reaches those certainly in this, Ray, but we know that's never quite the case when they come up to New South Wales. So I've got him down as a huge danger. The 3 Hand From Above, in the money at all 4 starts, gets the gun run. He's a must-have. And number 7, Magna Joy, was probably my best value selection. But I've gone 6, 2, 3 and 7 in the fifth.
And for Darren Flindell, it's 6 as well to beat 3, 1 and 8. 6, 3, 1 and 8 in race number 5. Race 6, here they are again, Glenn.
Yeah, the Cafe Culture and In Situ Handicap. And we found out the other day that Cafe Culture and In Situ is basically in the stable of Bowman's office. They yep. outfitted the stand at Rose Hill. So if you're looking at the furniture in there, that's coming from Cafe Culture and In Situ. So good morning to Brian Rutter and all the boys there. And in this sixth race here, Sebring Sally is a $16 chance. Mr. Smart with the blinkers on at $26. Satirical Magic for Davey Mills. And Davey will be one of our guests this morning, and I reckon I've known Davey since the moment I was born. $7 chance. Mr. Darcy is a $21 chance. Not a Gypsy at $6. Be Like Dad at $26. Old Habits out, no deduction. Raise the Level out, no deduction. Unbiased, $3.20 and favourite. Think Aloud out, no deduction. Charming Lad, $21. D'Angelo, $5. Leader at $4.60. Pro-Anne is out, no deduction. Best supported runner here is the favourite in Unbiased. Already today, 360 into 320. Best back to beat it a fair way away is actually the toppie here, Sebring Sally, and it's a drifter. It's been 13 out to 16.
Yeah, this race changed a lot with the emergencies getting a run. D'Angelo and Leader are the two most likely to settle forward, and they were the two emergencies that got in. Unbiased, handy. Mr. Darkey, not far off. I thought Mr. Smart, with the blinkers going on first time, could punch up as well, Ray. So I've got this run at a genuine tempo.
Which should suit number five, Not a Gypsy, Paul. Look, it had absolutely no luck at all at Warwick Farm first up. It was never tested at any stage back in towards the fence there, taking on the older horses. That was a race at Trafalgar one with that barnstorming run down the outside. I think the format of that race will certainly hold up. Trafalgar's a stakes horse in waiting. Not a Gypsy, by not a single doubt, gets those soft track conditions which the breed love, and second up today, I think, just needs even luck in running, and with that solid tempo, he'll be finishing hard. I like the fact he's $6 going into this race. Five, Not a Gypsy on top from nine, Unbiased, the big danger. He was ran a really good race first up at Warwick Farm behind the Speedy Reincarnate. The colt was heading the line hard out wide and getting out to 15.50 ideal. 13, Leader finally broke through at Wyong, and so in pretty convincing fashion, he'll probably gain some confidence out of that. And of the rest, I thought number six, Be Like That at big odds, Andrew Adkins' claim, gets in nicely at the weights. We'll run a race at odds and add some value to your multiples. Tough race, race six. I thought number five, Not a Gypsy each way, from 9, 13 and 6.
Yeah, look, I've gone 9, 13, 12 and 5 here. I'm with the 9 Unbiased. And I thought I would have sacked him because he got beaten at Canterbury one day when I backed him, and he was home for all money and got run down. But Trafalgar was the horse that knocked him off that day, and I was probably a bit harsh putting the pen through him after that because Trafalgar's really cranked that form, and there was a good gap for the third horse. He resumed with a terrific effort at Warwick Farm, I thought, over 1,300 when they went back off a wide draw. And here he is now at the right trip, second up. And I know for a fact, when I look at him in the yard, I'll double my bet because he's just such a good type to look at. So I'm back on board with number 9, Unbiased. Beat the stable, mate, number 13, Leader. That was an impressive maiden win last start. The 12, D'Angelo, he hasn't done much wrong. He's had four starts, never finished outside of the top four. And number 5, Not a Gypsy, Ray, I did notice that first up run at Warwick Farm. Forget about the 11th next to his name, because if he got out, he would have made it very interesting indeed. 9, 13, 12 and 5 for me in race 6.
Gee, the old Flindell-Joyce combination sticking together here. Today it's 9 Unbiased from Darren to beat 1, 2 and 3. 9, 1, 2 and 3. And that's Darren's best Unbiased. What about the last here, Glenn? Race 7.
Oh, it's the tab.com.au handicap, the last on the program there today. Vassal is a scratching here, a fairly healthy deduction. It was favourite, 21 cents a win, nothing the place. Trad Tree for Robert Price there at $4. Smarty Pants, Chris O'Brien to ride. And Chris will be joining us this morning to talk about Smarty Pants and also Mighty Lucky, who are riding the Hawkesbury Cup, and those fields are out now. Smarty Pants at $8. El Novio is a $6 chance. Episodes at $15. NASCAR at $4.80. One Last Rose at $21. Right on Cue at $26. Shoe Peg favourite, $3.60. Over to Tale of Dreams at $14. Len Duncan is out, no deduction. And Parisio is a $41 chance. Best supported runner becomes NASCAR now. Looking for a big day for the Godolphins here. Timmy Clark to ride. And Timmy will be a guest later on this morning. 6 into 480 this morning. Now becomes the best supported runner. Next to it is El Novio for Chris Waller.
Yeah, look, most of them get their chance here with Crabtree in the race because, as we know, he likes to roll along in front, make the others do the chasing. Tale of Dreams will probably pick up early.
Okay, we seem to have lost Paul. You there, Paul?
Might have lost.
Okay, he's gone. We'll get him back online. So, Ray, give us your thoughts here on the last.
Yeah, look, what Paul was saying was right. Treachery will ensure this is a genuinely run race. And look, number 9, Shoe Peg, was really good at Wyong last. So that was over 2,100 metres. She dashed to the front end of the straight, but Sunbury just peeled off her back and ran her down late. Back to 1,900 metres here at Canterbury. I'm going with the James McDonald lead. Two good chances for the Dolphin stable. He's chosen to ride Shoe Peg. It's the horse beat number 9, Shoe Peg. From 2, Treachery, who was really good last start, and we'll give you a side again. Number 6, NASCAR, much better run at Hawkesbury and getting up to her right distances now. She'll run well again. And number 4, El Novio, caught the eye first up, is the best of the rest. But 9, Shoe Peg to beat 2, 6 and 4 in the last, Andrew.
Righto, 9, 2, 6 and 4. And we're, I think, hopeful of just checking with the Pauls there. You there, mate?
Okay. I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. Just dipped away there. Give us your thoughts in the last, mate.
Yeah, that was scary. I could hear you and you couldn't hear me. Imagine if you were stuck in that situation with Munster your whole life.
Oh, please. Massive headaches. Go on. Just to give us your
hurry tips. Up, Paul. We're running short of time for Tap Talk. You may even get a guest on that once on a Wednesday.
9, 2, 4, and 6 here, Munster. Same numbers as Ray, actually, just a different order. So, Shoe Peg on top. Tradtree to take plenty of catching. We've got El Novio and obviously NASCAR as well. So, it's the Chris Waller and John O'Shea there in the last, with Tradtree getting in the middle. 9, 2, 4, and 6 in the lucky last.
9, 2, 4, and 6. And for Darren, it's 2 to beat 3, 9, and 4. 2, 3, 9, and 4. His best, race 6, number 9, unbiased for Darren Flindell. What about you, Ray?
Yeah, race 3, number 9, Sound Works, Andrew, into race 5, number 2, Top Me Up.
3, 9, and 5, 2 for Ray. Good luck today, mate.
Thanks so much, Andrew. All the best to your listeners as well.
Good on you, Ray Thomas there. What about you, Paul? You like one back in the second.
I did, yeah. Race 2, number 10, Suzanne. I think she's a very promising filly and she'll win this. I'm confident she'll win anyway. And race 4, number 8, Flash of Innocence, was the best value each way at the $6. So I think you can play those two, race 2, number 10, and race 4, number 8.
Good on you, mate. We'll talk to you later in the week.
Thanks a lot. See you guys.
Paul Joyce and Ray Thomas. Glenn Munsey's obviously sticking around to talk to every trainer and jockey that's in the calendar, by the sounds of it. Have you missed anybody?
Andrew, we've got 2 jockeys and 4 trainers.
Okay.
And we've got, you know, now a reduced amount of time to get through because you're running late again.
Michael Walker's, by the way, has been cleared by doctors this morning to return to race riding. Remember, he fell heavily in his bath. Gave him severe concussion about 3 or 4 weeks ago. He's going to be back riding at the jump outs on Friday down in Melbourne. His first meeting back is May 7, so it'll be good to have him back.
And happy birthday to him.
Today,
his birthday.
Is it? Okay, yeah. Wasn't aware of that. Happy birthday to you, Mike. And I just tweeted by saying no more hiccups because he's had a torrid run. That's it for Racing HQ. In a moment, it's Tab Talk.